Nathan DeYoung here at the 88th National FFA Convention Expo with the Agriculture Sales Entrepreneurship SAE Award winner, Megan Trantham from the state of Oklahoma. Congratulations, Megan. What kind of feelings are you experiencing right now?
It's a rush of emotion. I'm just excited and just extremely blessed and honored to have this award received.
Can you describe to us, what was your SAE about?
So my supervised agricultural experience consisted of me owning and operating a feed store in the panhandle of Oklahoma, where I sold High Noon and Showrite feed products and additives to 4-H and FFA members around my area. And however, after the years progressed, I started when I was an eighth grader, and as the years progressed, my business now sells to over 5 states, which includes Texas, Kansas, Colorado, New Mexico, and Oklahoma. And it just grew, and my location actually plays a big part because I only live 20 miles from each of these states. And I started when I was an eighth grader, like I said, and now I'm a freshman in college, and it's just grown, and it's been awesome to see. It was such a small idea when I started it, and now it's became a huge business and a service to 4-H and FFA members.
What's been the biggest challenge?
I think the biggest challenge is the weather and the fluctuating grain prices and just all of these factors that actually play a role in feed sales, because you can never control different weather effects. So I believe that's the biggest challenge, because sometimes grain markets are up and sometimes they're down, but you just have to roll with the punches.
Who's been your biggest role model throughout your SAE?
My biggest role model, I actually have two. One's my agricultural education instructor and my dad, because I had this idea and they said, you know what, that's what you want to do, go for it, and I'll help you along the way, but it's your project. And they've encouraged me and pushed me when I get discouraged, and they've always been there to say, hey, let's go, and just keep me motivated and pursuing this.
And for an FFA member starting out in an SAE, what piece of advice would you give them?
The piece of advice I would give any FFA member trying to start any SAE is, if you have a goal and a dream, chase it. No matter what obstacles may come in your way, it will pay off in the long run. And no matter what obstacles are thrown at you, just learn from them and make the best out of them.
National Convention comes to a close. What's next?
I'm actually attending Oklahoma State University right now, majoring in agricultural economics, and I believe my business has actually played a crucial part, because they go hand in hand. So I'm just going to take advantage of every opportunity in college.
All right, awesome. Thank you so much, Megan. Megan from the state of Oklahoma in the Agriculture Sales Entrepreneurship SAE Program Award winner and national winner for the National FFA Organization. The award area is sponsored by Crop Production Services.